You are now entering a world that is neither real nor fake. A world where there is a cat that's also looking like a meatloaf for some reason. A world where monsters fly in the air and there is a giant-ass teddy bear on a unicycle going through town. You are now entering the Ultra Nerd Podcast. Hello, everyone. I am Zane, your always wonderful host, and I want to welcome you to another episode of the Ultra Nerd Podcast Spooky Month Edition. Now, I did promise myself yesterday that I would try to post an episode for both Saturday and Sundays, but things got a little bit out of hand, and instead of posting one yesterday, I decided to skip it because I was helping some of family of mine move into a new place, and by the time I got home, I just wanted to sit down and just probably pass out on my couch. We all been there, right? But to continue the month of the spooky, I decided to go with a topic that might fit in quite well with this season. And that is my friend's dark cartoon episodes. Now, cartoons have been around for, like, I believe somewhere between the 1930s to the 1950s, at least. And they have been around for a while now since then. And for what cartoons have been done for a while was to basically entertain the folks and basically make them forget a little bit about the real world for what they had. Now, back then, if you wanted to see a cartoon, instead of being at home, go to your remote, press on, and turn on any channel that has a cartoon on it and watch it, or go on your computer and do the exact same thing, you have to go to the movie theaters to remotely see a cartoon. And today, we could watch a cartoon all the time. But cartoons back then were very special because they weren't afraid of showing a lot of different types of content that wouldn't get passed on, I want to say, some television today. Mostly either adult or even very dark scenes and ideas. Like, one example I want to bring up is an episode from Betty Boo, where the clown guy starts dancing and singing, and in the background, you just see, like, a ton of dead characters, like skeletons, and very ghoulish images as well. And cartoons back then, even today, aren't afraid of showing a couple of dark episodes here and there. And Disney should know. I mean, holy smokes. For their own kind of content, there is a ton of dark imagery in there, from the hippos, from the pink elephants, from Dumbo, to even some of the scenes from Pinocchio. Oof. I mean, heck. Even on some episodes or movies where they decide to be like, you know, we hired this guy to help take care of a certain problem in this one guy's family. You know what I mean? Where, for some damn reason, Disney always has to kill off a family member. And it makes you wonder how these accidents happen. But besides just that, dark episodes have a certain type of ring to them when you get to watch a different one. Each of them has their own ideas, each of them has their own type of story, and each of them has their own way of being, I want to say, out there composed to the rest of the cartoon. And some of them are pretty memorable. Like Courage the Cowardly Dog, for example. Like, well, to be fair, one group of people say that this episode was a dark episode, whereas this episode was a dark episode. But when you rethink Courage the Cowardly Dog, a lot of episodes were dark episodes in general. And it's crazy to think that too, how a pink little dog could actually traumatize so many people. Like, one sec, what is one episode that might be very, the barber episode. That one was a very ghoulish tale right there. And it talks about how like a man like a barber could end up in an insane asylum. And a group of people actually remade and reanimated the entire episode. Each of them had their own collaborations of their own animation style and so on to show off the entire episode. And really, that is really neat and really amazing. And I remember one scene where you just like see this character smiling in super realistic fashion that really takes it apart from the entire episode. And really, the idea of that episode was about an insane person. And the best part about it is that the character who is telling it in his own voice and his own style, he, in his mind, he seems to be very calm. He seems to be telling like an actual fantasy tale. But in reality, it is not to Courage. It is not to Huestis, and it's not, well, maybe not to Muriel. And that is a good example of a dark episode. But some people say that one dark episode from Courage the Cowardly Dog came from an episode where this one character happened to wear a white mask and weird all clothing. And it was all known as the mask. And really, it was about, I believe, a abusive relationship between a character named Bunny and a pit bull-like character named Rex, I believe. I'm sorry, folks. It's been a while. And throughout that episode, poor Courage has been beaten down by Kitty throughout the entirety of the episode, if I could remember correctly. But really, Bunny and Kitty were a really good couple in the showed them to be really good friends and as much, but what else happened? But really, in Courage's head, he tried to protect in Huestis and Muriel as best as he can, but in his head, he thinks as this character to be very vicious, to be very, very violent as well. I mean, if you're just getting beat up for absolutely no reason, then yeah, I guess you should make that assumption. But when he sees the absolute truth, he has a complete change of heart about it. And Courage the Cowardly Dog isn't just one cartoon that's composed of absolutely a ton of different dark episodes. I mean, to be honest, it would be lazy for me just to make this entire podcast episode just based on Courage the Cowardly Dog. Let me just name a few episodes that I think were absolutely dark beyond their own right, just so I could save myself time and talk about other things about dark cartoons and a few other dark episodes I remember. So, one episode was with a cat. In fact, two of them with a cat. And he was like a very fancy cat. He had a very like a modest appearance, and he had a very like stiff upper lip to him as well. And he tried to kill Courage and his family and committed mass genocide twice. Where one episode, he tried to feed Courage and his family to his pet spiders because they entered into his motel. A second episode was where Courage and the gang went to a submarine trip. Muriel was appointed into the kitchen and was told to make tea, but to her unnoticed, when he told her, I think, or maybe it was just placed there, I can't be sure. But all I do remember was when he was like, when that bomb T hits this certain amount of decibels underwater, then boom, boom. And it's crazy to note that this character nearly committed mass genocide. And what else was there? The paper episode. So basically, there was like this guy who did like these paper outlines of other people, and he wanted them to come alive, right? And when he met Eustace and Muriel, he saw great things in them, literally. As he cutted out their images, when they went back home with the images, they saw that these characters, well, Courage only did. He saw that they were slowly moving and slowly coming alive, and that is not okay. And at one point later on in the episode, You saw Muriel's caricature coming off of the frame and wrapping around her and literally draining the life from her. And the same goes with Houston. Now that is messed up beyond belief. One sec. Sorry, folks. Now, that is messed up beyond belief, where the idea is that your soul may be in the paper and you do not have your full conscious to see or to think or to even act of what you maybe think that you are a real person or that your mind is all the way back, but your hands and arms are being puppeteered by someone or something else. That is messed up. But one episode that really messed me and my siblings up as kids was the Return the Slab episode. Now, I remember this fondly. I remember at one point, my sisters and I, we all had to share a bedroom, and really that could get annoying and stupid at sometimes. But in reality, it was fun just to talk to one another and have fun with each other in the room. But when we would always have a TV, and that sometimes that TV would be on or off, depending on which the girls are up. But I remember specifically that we were in bed one day, Courage the Cowardly Dog came out. Out of every cartoon that should have came on, Courage the motherfucking dog came on first. And I remember we were in the bed crying when that episode came on because of the character and the way how he was absolutely haunting to see out of everything else because he was so abnormal compared to every other thing and every other enemy that we witness in the cartoon, where he's like 3D, his figure was very slenderish, and his voice was so raspy, where he's like, "Return the slab or suffer my curse." And that was an absolutely messed up episode, let me tell you what. But besides just that, let's take a little bit of a break and get to this sponsor. And we're back. So, besides just Courage the Cowardly Dog, other cartoons have their own ways of being dark. Like, either if it's killing off a character or making them drag themselves into the abyss or so on. There are some different ways how dark cartoons can actually be on the air. And no one could give a care in the world. Like, let's take Gravity Falls, for instance. One episode I specifically remember I thought was really dark for a Disney cartoon, which, to be honest, after saying that out loud, I'm not on the verge of a revelation. But to be honest, one cartoon episode of Gravity Falls really was kind of out there, and it was specifically with the Northwest Mansion. Where I remember this one episode where this like ghost from a lumberjack had a grudge with the Northwest family and he wanted revenge and boy he was pissed. At one point where Dipper and Pacifica, that was her name, Pacifica Northwest went into this one room that was unknowing to her knowledge, I think, or one of the rooms with like all the animal heads. They start soon spewing out blood. The room started lifting itself and everything off the ground, and you just hear the animals with blood spewing out of their mouth. Ancient sin. Ancient sin. Ancient sin. That was pretty messed up, even for Gravity Falls' own standpoint. Especially the later on in the same episode where we learned about the Lumberjack's past. About where he got caught in a mudslide, got carried away by mudslide, managed to grab onto another tree, and out of the blue, literally out of nowhere, his own axe, or someone else's axe at least, came onto his head, and it obviously killed him. And, but without his final words, said that he will haunt the Northwest Mansion, and he obviously came to a point in his promise. And what's also scary in that episode was that he had the ability to literally turn everyone into trees, and that is daunting, especially on one part where we literally see this poor man crawling towards Dipper, asking him to help him, and we just see him turn into a tree in our own eyes, especially Dipper. And it was probably the most messed up episode out of every Gravity Falls episode, and that's saying something. That is saying something. But not only that, some dark episodes could be really like meh. Some of them could be good, some of them could be bad, as long as, or no, yes, no. Depending who sees the episode or how they do the episode. And not only that, I remember an episode from Kids Next Door where they basically done their own zombie idea, and that was pretty. I'm not sure if that's the darkest episode they did. Probably the darkest one was where number three was trying to get dragged on by the souls of dead hamsters into the hamster underworld. That's probably like the second most traumatizing thing in the cartoon between that one and the zombie nerds. So let me explain them both as best I can, and I'll continue on to others. So basically, what I remember specifically was this one kid basically stole a specific card from a group of nerds, and basically they turned all into zombies, right? And no matter how hard they try, how much ha hard they hit them, they never stop. And one by one, from like number one to number three to number four and number f no, yes, to number four and number five, they're all getting picked off one by one at a time. And you just, at the end, you notice that they just are sitting around watching a sci-fi nerd show. Hopefully it's not Doctor Who, because Doctor Who is a great ass show. But besides just that, and at the end, you just hear like this whole wolf howling, identifying that there could have been another episode, but there sadly wasn't. But besides just that, let's get the next episode I mentioned was the hamster episode, in fact. I'm not sure, because I can't remember which dark episode was there for Codename Kids Next Door. But besides just that, the hamster episode has this. So number three is outside grieving another loss of one of the hamsters, and suddenly she sees like you see like these ghost hamsters pulling her into the earth, and at the end she just ends up at a another world where all these hamsters are playing with one another. They're having the best of times, and at one point, number three specifically tried to say like, "Oh, I gotta go." They didn't like that, and every time when she said something good, they go, "Yay!" Every time she said something that they didn't like, they were like, "Grr," and so on and so forth, right? But when she started to leave, they were pissed. So instead of going like all these cute ghost hamster type characters, they became vicious and started to literally uproot themselves from the ground into this giant, enormous amalgamation of a or abomination of a hamster ghost thing, and started terrorizing the treehouse until the other hamsters put a stop to him. And later on, we see that the hamsters in the next world are having the best of times of their lives. That, my friend, is two of the darkest episodes from Kids Next Door. Now, I'm pretty sure there are others, but I don't know which ones are which. And that's kind of difficult for me. But dark episodes are something that have been around for quite a while. And even though that they may not seem like something good for kids, it is crazy to see them in person or on the television that they could achieve something like that under the radar. Like even one show that's going to get a Netflix series, Cuphead, is probably gonna adopt the idea of adult themes and maturities in its cartoon later on, hopefully. I mean, to be fair, Cuphead is a video game, but it's going to have a its own cartoon series. So I'm gonna do this just because it fits in with the 30 style cartoon idea. At one point in the game, you basically face the King Dice and his goonies, right? And each of the goonies and enemies you face have this own type of really dark background and dark theme to them in general. Whereas like you see like these skeletons playing like blackjack or like demons and others like drinking or et cetera and so on, because that was like the norm back then, and that was something very dark for adults to see, and that was something that stood out from other cartoons and something that was completely different for you to see in a cartoon in general. Dark cartoons are that. The fact that they could be so dark, and compared to like other episodes you've seen in the cartoon, it makes you rethink of what you're watching or rethink the entirety of the cartoon in general. And to me, that is amazing because no one could pull off dark cartoons because everyone says, or some people who I don't know, haven't talked to an adult in his 20s who still likes to collect card games, video games, and watch cartoons, especially adult cartoons, say that cartoons are for kids. And to me, I say that's always hibbity-bibbity bullshit. Because cartoons are for everyone, really. And just to say that even if it's dark, if it's friendly, everyone can enjoy a cartoon either way, right? So, let me wrap up this episode with one more dark episode of a cartoon. And boy, this one is a doozy because this was I think this one happened in like still the early to late 2000s when Adventure Time was still big. Two of them, in fact, where one of them was a. No, yes. No. Yes. I remember them, it like happened somewhere between 2010 to 2008, I think. And basically, this one episode where Finn and the gang were basically in the haunted house and they had these different types of code names, right? So, like, they had their own names like Mr. Green or Mr. Mustard or Stinky Poopy Butthole or whatever. And each of them had a host that was a ghost, but it was all a prank by Jake trying to prank Finn back. So, basically, each of the characters had their own way of disturbingly getting captured one way or another, or even dying. Like, I remember Cinnamon Bun being the first one to die, and he was literally going towards the door, and like lights went out, and he became a skeleton, right? And when you see a spirit going around and around in the at the ceiling, it went through Princess Bubblegum, and she started to melt. And later on in the episode, when Finn was the only survivor, he meets the spirit of a character that we'll later see on in the series, literally trying to make consume him and consume the room around him until he escapes. And when he tried to tell it to Jake, he shrugged it off as if it was nothing. Now, this was not the only dark cartoon. A second dark cartoon was with this character, with the conductor, I think his name was. And it basically was Jake's first prank towards Finn. And basically, this character, he seemed very friendly, but he just seemed very creepy as well, with his like normalized laughter and the way how his one eye is open and the other one wasn't. And it's basically like a murder mystery where Finn was trying to guess which of the characters were the murderer. And after one light goes on and after one life goes off, you just like see him messing up, and until his friend dies, and until he puts two and two together that the conductor was hit, he snapped and tried to kill the conductor. But later, the train fell off, and Jake tried to tell him that it was supposed to be like a suicide birthday. Best birthday gift, right. But besides just that was another dark episode. Now, that also concludes this podcast episode of Spooky Month. Before I say anything else or end the podcast, I just want to say you guys could help me out very much by listening to my other podcasts because right now I'm getting paid through Anchor. And really, if you listen to some of this podcast or other podcasts, you're actually helping me out quite a lot. You can help me out by paying the bills, making sure to flush that toilet over there, and to make sure to put some food on the table and to keep the lights on. And maybe later on in the future, you could also help me make this into a full-fledged podcast. And I would also like to thank our sponsors of today, Anchor, which is the only sponsor I have so far. But This is my first podcast I'm doing, and I really want to make it something special for all of us. So if you have anyone you know that likes to listen to stuff like this, or is a general nerd in general that plays video games, collecting cards, miniatures, or whatever, don't come on down to the podcast, and we'll have a good time. Thank you, and remember, geek is fleek.